Mike Nowitzki, and this is Live from Studio A. I'm joined today by brothers Teague and Ian Alexi, a.k.a. the hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. They've been busy lately with some touring, and the business continues today. They're on campus performing as part of Northfest, which is KUMD's first ever music festival that we've hosted here on campus. They're going to play that. Teague is headed up to Papa Charlie's in Lutzen tonight. Then these guys have a show together on Saturday at Pizza Luce with Clover Street Cronies and DJ Michelle. So lots of stuff going on, and they've been kind enough to pencil us in this afternoon. Guys, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. So you guys have obviously some respective solo careers, each of you on your own, but you've had, you know, you've had the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank project since when? 2005, 2006, something like that?
Yeah, this is our 10th year as Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, actually. Okay. And we've made our fifth full-length album is coming out.
American Shuffle is the name of that album, due out April 21st. So how long were you guys playing music, you know, like by yourselves before you said, you know, we're brothers, we got to get together and start doing, you know, start doing some collaborative stuff?
Well, Ian moved out here in 2003, and I had already been out here for a few years, and we wanted
from the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We both grew up in New Jersey, and Ian was living in Vermont. Came out here, and we wanted to do something that was we wanted to do something together, and it took us maybe a year or two to figure out what that was, and we thought the best way to do it would be to go way back, you know, and kind of dig into roots music and make something that worked, you know, a good, I think it's a good way for a family band to play music, you know, play roots music and take it on the road and kind of discover the country you know, it stays in the family. 'Cause on this last tour, we were out west and we tracked down some cousins in Portland and some cousins in Denver. And, you know, so we're kind of the hobos of the family, but, we get to see everybody, you know.
Is that, considerate correspondence, is that kind of where that comes from? You guys have family all over the place, and maybe you don't write or call or visit as much as you can, but hey, here, we'll send you an album in the mail.
Yeah, and that's no excuse, man. That's a poor excuse for you know, for getting in touch with old friends, but yeah, that was the original idea, you know, correspondence between people, keeping people together, you know, staying in touch, sharing ideas.
Right. And here we are, five albums later, American Shuffle, the new one. Why don't we start with a tune here?
Yeah, we're going to do one called Down the Line. This will be the second song on the new record.
One, two, three, four. You're tired of your place and you're ready to up and leave. Step right up, get on board, watch your engine steam. Get your family and your friends, or a girl that looks so fine. Put your arm around the waist, we're going down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line, going down the line. Well, I don't know what I was told, my thoughts become benign. Sometimes I think that all I've done was just a waste of time. I sit around and fret about what is not mine. Till I put my hands upon the wheel, now I'm going down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line, down the line. Feel such a sweet thing standing there with sadness in your eyes. You've got the blues because you lose your lovers all the time. Don't you see you're trapped inside a cage of your design? Turn the key, unlock the door, we're going down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line. Down the line, down the line, going down the line. Down the line, now's the time, we're going down the line. Down the line, going down the line. tell you once and for all the truth without resign. You might not like the way it sounds, could even make you cry, but it'll set you free, my friend. Your shackles will decline. Now you're free, so come with me. We're going down the line, 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 going down the line, down the line. Now's the time.
That's the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank live from Studio A, a song from their forthcoming album American Shuffle, which is due out April 21st. Now, guys, this new album that you've got, this is going to be released on Chaperone Records, correct? Is this your first project with Chaperone?
Our second, actually.
Second.
Our last record, Number One Contender, they released the vinyl version.
Okay.
Although they're more involved with this release, though. They're releasing their CD as well.
Because everything you guys had done before that was on something called Considerate Correspondence, which I guess that maybe that's your own label.
That's our own label, yeah, okay. That we created to release the Hobo Nephews music and our solo records as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's the advantage of going with a label now? How's it different working with a label?
Well, I think that we're a two-man band and sort of two-man business, or at least we have been, so... in order to tour, write songs, record, promote, make records, all the stuff that you have to do as a musician these days, especially an independent artist, it's just having more people to help and people with fresh ideas. It's just we kind of need a bigger team at this point to accomplish what we're trying to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and Chaperone, I think, is small enough still that you still get sort of that more organic experience. It's not like this crazy major label.
Right. It's not too big where, you know, it would ignore us or that kind of thing.
Right. Joining forces. That's one way to put it. So you guys you guys just got back from a West Coast tour, no?
Yeah, we did. We played 14 shows in 7 states, including Colorado, Idaho, California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, maybe another one or two in there.
Have you done that before on the West Coast?
We have, yeah. We've been out there several times. The first time Trampled by Turtles brought us out as an opener in 2009. And that was the first time we'd played the Northwest, and even the first time, at least for me, that I'd ever even been out there. And it was incredible because all the shows were sold out and lots of the fans were from Minnesota. So a lot of people knew our music as well. So the first time we ever played in Portland, Oregon, we walk on stage to a sold out crowd and people are all yelling out, you know, requests for our songs. It was incredible.
That is insane. That was going to be my next question. Is like, were you guys revisiting some of the same places? Do you know venue owners or music promoter agents out there?
Yeah, we've kind of just been doing the same route since then. You know, usually once a year, sometimes twice. And we also go to the East Coast. We did an East Coast run in October, mostly the Northeast, but D.C., Philly, New York, Vermont, Boston.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask about, I think the last time I talked to you, Tig, you were telling me you had something in the works and it was either going to be an East Coast thing or something going down south to get warm, but apparently the Northeast won the toss up on that one.
Yeah, the getting warm thing didn't work out.
No.
Next year.
It's in our blood. Well, hey, let's hear another tune, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna play, it's called Take This Town. 1, 2, 3.
He's a baby working too hard. You can worry about work when you're back on the job. Castles and kings you plan to see. World so romantically. They say
corporate lights. They got my picture on satellite. Tonight will be fine, farewell, before I'm off along the hard luck trail. In and out, up and down, back and forth, round and round. Bang the drum, hear the sound, and I was gonna take this town. From the first cigar of Al Capone to the last cigarette, Sherlock Holmes. It's cops and robbers, friends and lovers, from one end of Babylon to the other. In and out, up and down, back and forth, round and round. Bang the drum, hear the sound, and now we're gonna take this town. I've never met another quite so heavy. I lean out the window, she holds the wheel steady. I'll tip my hat, I'll hold the gates. Baby, you keep the alibi straight. In and out, up and down, back and forth, round and around. Bang the drum, hear the sound, tonight we're gonna take this town. Baby, you're working too hard. You can worry about work when you're back on the job. The castles and kings you plan to see. You used to view the world so romantically.
The Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, live from Studio A. It's brothers Teague and Ian Alexi. They have a new album called American Shuffle, which is due out on April 21st. They're playing a show today on the UMD campus as part of Northfest, and they also have a big show coming up on Saturday at Pizza Luce with DJ Stephanie Michelle and the Clover Street Cronies, who are also performing on campus today as well. So, guys, tell me a little more about your work together. I know, like I was saying earlier, you both have music that you make on your own, albums that you do on your own. How is the process creatively different when you get together to write songs? And even more so, during your career do you all of a sudden decide, oh, you know, it's time to get together and make another Hobo Nephews album, you know? As opposed, you know, because you have 5 albums out in the last 10 years. Sometimes in between you're playing by yourself. When is it like, you know what, we're overdue?
Well, it's kind of an organic process, and I think it has to do with our songwriting. Like, I know for me, I'll write a batch of songs that I'll feel like will work well with Teague and our Hobo Nephews songs, it would be nice if we could do the cycles separately, like just focus on Hobo Nephews for a year, then just solo stuff. But what ends up happening is we're sort of working constantly, playing shows constantly. So, you know, like, for example, today Teague is playing a Hobo Nephews show in the cafeteria here, and then he's going up to Lutzen and playing solo. So we're just kind of always working on both things in a way. However, now that we've got the new American Shovel Hobo Nephews record coming out, we're going to be focused on that for, you know, a while now, touring behind that and playing shows behind that.
Sure. And so, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and artistically, it's like the Hobo Nephews kind of operate in somewhat of a box, and I don't mean that in a bad restrictive way, but just, you know, we're a two-man operation. You know, right now we're just playing with guitars, but when we play live, we play stomp boards and harmonica and electric guitar. And you know, there's certain types of, like, that works, that setup works really well for roots music, you know, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily work, you know, like I put out a hip hop album you know, or my version of a hip hop album a year and a half ago. But I wouldn't bring that stuff to the Hobo Nephews, you know. And I have storytelling, you know, stuff that's more, you know, storytelling based or whatever. Just like kind of out there artistically. And Ian has, you know, the same type of thing, and that just don't work in the Hobo Nephew thing. So it's great to have the Hobo Nephews to come back to. And then when we work outside of the Hobo Nephews, it's like we can, you know, we can do whatever we want. It's our own thing. Mm. But then when we bring it back, it's like, you know, this is our thing together. You know, let's work on this together.
Yeah, there's kind of a mission statement for this project. It's not just like whatever we feel like writing or like, you know.
We're going to go indie pop, you know. Next year we're going to make a left turn and go, you know.
I mean, we're
pop.
Into incorporating other things, but it's, you know, it's sort of roots music based, so we sort of keep it in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
it can't help but come through anyway. Like I always feel like we have two Irish born grandparents, and I feel like as much as we're trying to make American roots music, I always hear a little tints of Irish music in certain things that we do. Mm-hmm. And you know, and the fact that we're from Jersey, we can't hide that completely, you know. That's going to come through. So it ends up being, you know, a roots music thing in a box, but very much peppered with, you know, who we are, you know. And I think that's, you know, and that's the idea of roots music. It's supposed to be, you know, people's music, folk music, whatever. It's supposed to be personal, but also, you know, you share it, you know, and you relate. You know, people relate to those same experiences.
Well, and you can really hear that, especially in your guys' music as well. It's music for every man. You know what I mean? As a Duluthian, as someone like from the Northland, I can almost hear, you know, in the songs what that's inspired by. I almost don't even have to ask about it. Like, it makes perfect sense, you know? And I noticed that you guys have, once we got a couple weeks before the album is officially out, but mm-hmm. once you guys are doing those album release shows, it looks like Ryan Young, the fiddle player for Trampled by Turtles, is going to be playing some shows with you guys. I take it you've been kind of preparing for that and playing with him a little bit. What's that like?
It's great. We've played with him on and off for years now. But he produced the upcoming album, American Shuffle, so he's really involved with it. He not only played violin, he played a lot of other instruments and was just kind of responsible for the overall sort of sound of the record. And live, he's just kind of a dynamo. He's just an amazing musician, and he makes us play so much better. His timing and feel and everything are just fantastic, and it's just exciting to get to play with him, really. It always makes for an exciting show. Like, yeah, he just adds a whole nother element to what we do. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, as far as fiddle players go, he's pretty
yeah, and just overall musicians. He's one of the best musicians I know. And it doesn't really, with guys like that, it doesn't even matter what instrument they play, really. Like, we didn't go out looking for a fiddle player. We just, you know, the first time we played with him, he was playing with Pertnir Sandstone, and we had a show with them at the Mousetrap in Eau Claire, and he got up and played with us for a few songs, and I just remember it just blew my mind how much he brought to the table. So with guys like that, it doesn't really even matter the instrument. It's just like a high level of artistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hey, I think we have time for one more tune.
Yeah, this is another one from the new album. It's called Over and Back Again.
One, two, three, four. I reach out in the open, thought I saw your face, maybe just a trace. Finally, I have found you, but it's been so many years, our youth has disappeared. This is not our first time around. Met in another life in a distant town. This kind of love never ends. It goes over and suddenly you find yourself out there on the ledge, wearing thin again. That's where you will find me, like you always did, back when we were kids. Out on the corner smoking cigarettes in the rain, I was playing my guitar just to ease the pain. Now listen, here comes the refrain. It goes over and over and over and back again. It goes over and over and over. Of someone that I used to know a long time ago, a friend that I had back in my hometown. Will you take me there somehow? Out on the beach drinking, telling stories and laughing out there with the starry light. Yeah, you sure take me back, my friend. We go over and over and over and back again. We go over and over and over and back again. This kind of love never ends. It goes over and over and over and back again. It goes over and over and over and back again.
The Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, live from Studio A. They've got a new album coming out. It's their fifth. It's called American Shuffle. Happening on the 21st. They're on campus today playing for Northfest. T is going to be up at Papa Charlie's tonight. And there's a big show on Saturday at Pizza Lucci featuring the Clover Street Cronies and DJ Stephanie Michelle. So these guys are busy and have been kind enough to pay us a visit today. Guys, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thank you. And I just wanted to say thanks to KUMD for just continually supporting us. We really appreciate it.
It's what we love to do.
Right on.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, web assistant Aaron Welch, and myself, Mike Nowitzki. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.